Two or three people said something about love. So that's what I'm going to talk about, is the real meaning of love.
Amen.
It's just a few of us here. We all know that we have to be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. We all know what it takes to make it to heaven. But, you know, I don't think that we get enough understanding of how much we need to love each other.
Amen.
It is very important that we show love toward each other.
Amen.
Because we're going through so much animosity. The barbs and the fiery darts that come from without, that if we don't have love inside, then I heard somebody talking about destroying the camp from the inside.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The enemy don't have to do anything if we start destroying ourselves.
Yeah.
Man.
He can come in and conquer us without firing a shot.
All right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
If we don't have love one for another.
Amen.
Amen. And so the true meaning of love. Amen. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians. Amen. Chapter 13. Amen. We're going to talk, like I said, about the real meaning of love. Amen. As a lead up, a segue into chapter 13 and chapter 12, Paul is talking about all the spiritual gifts and their origin and where they come from. We all know where the gifts come from, do we not? Amen. You just born with them, right?
God
gives. All right. They're God given.
Yeah.
Amen. God gives us the gift. Amen. And in chapter 12, he's telling us about the variety of the different gifts that we have and their functions and the use. Amen. He illustrates that all of the allusions to the human body. It says, and as good and as necessary as the gifts are to the church, Paul concludes in the chapter by telling us that to be earnestly, to use them earnestly, and to covet the best gifts. And it seems like Paul is adding, like they say, a PS or a postscript, telling us, or a footnote, by telling the Corinthians that in spite of the good gifts and how much they show a more excellent way. In chapter 13, he lays out the excellent way that they are to be used.
Yes.
Amen. Says perhaps the one question that people would ask is what is the more excellent way?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I love the word of God because it's simple. Amen. If we just follow the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Don't add and don't subtract. Amen. Amen. Just read it and adhere and add it and apply it to your life.
Yes.
Because love, it must be the underlying factor in everything that you do.
Yes.
Amen. It must be the motivating force in order that you get the proper benefits from love.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. A lot of people have what they call lust.
Amen.
Amen. They look at a beautiful or handsome person, Oh, I got to have them. I've got to have that. And look at a beautiful car, a fine house. And they lust after. They love. That's not love. Amen. That's not the love that we're talking about here. We're talking about the love of God. Amen. God says that, you know, we're made in His own image. Amen. And if we're made in the image of God, you take an artist that makes a piece on out of clay. You know, it's there. They make a lot of different pieces, but when they make a masterpiece, amen, that's something that they put their signature on, that this is mine to the world. I made this. Well, God made us His masterpiece.
Hallelujah.
He put His signature on us. Amen. He made everything you see. He made the mountains, He made the stars, the moon, He made all the different animals. But He did not give them the power that He gave us.
Amen.
And because He loved us. He loved us. He put His signature on us. Amen. Without love, we have no distinct meaning to our lives. It's the yardstick which we measure His status or degree. It says, but without charity, love, without a clear head and a deep heart, it doesn't mean a thing without a charitable heart.
Amen.
So in chapter 13, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, and when I say charity, just say love. Amen. I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. You can hit on brass and it'll make that dull sound. Bing. But if you have a little clapper in there.
There you go.
It makes a sound.
Yes.
It makes a beautiful sound.
Yes.
All right.
But when you just tap on the brass, it ain't nothing.
Yes.
But when you have love, which is the clapper, you make a beautiful sound.
All right.
Your life is worth it. Amen.
Amen.
It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity. Amen. Go ahead then. I got somebody that's reading with me.
All right.
I am nothing.
All right.
Amen. It says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
All right.
Now, the true meaning of love. Here we go. Charity suffers long.
Yes.
And is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemingly.
All right.
Seeketh not her own. It's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
Amen.
Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity Charity.
Love.
Never failing. But whether there be prophecies, there shall.
They shall.
Fail. Amen. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. It's not much that you can say other than what's been read.
Yeah.
About love.
Yeah.
It says that knowledge, tongues, all of that. Now, God doesn't set value on great knowledge. Amen. You don't have to be a Harvard or a Stanford graduate to be loved and received by God. But your heart has to be right. Miraculous faith, moving mountains, it's a great achievement. Now, with all of those great miracles and achievements, one act of love is more greater in God's sight. Saving faith is in conjunction with love, but faith of miracles don't necessarily mean men have to have the love of God. Gifts and callings are without repentance. The outward acts of charity. Now, we have a lot of charitable organizations in the world today. But you and I know, we hear it all the time. People are acting under the guise of UNICEF and all these different charities.
Yeah.
But they're not getting to the place that they are directed to.
It's not getting there.
Amen.
Most of the people are pocketing the money.
Right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Sadly, the truth.
Now, what kind of love is that?
It ain't love. Yeah.
So it's not the act. And without giving of our heart, let me back up. Without giving God our heart, amen, we haven't done anything. Our motive must come from our heart. Otherwise, we're just like the people who give just for income tax write-off.
Yes.
God don't care about our income tax.
No.
God don't care about us having write-offs.
Oh, Jesus.
All he wants us to do is do it out of charity.
Amen.
Thank you. Out of love. Amen. Amen. And like the song says, I'm working on the building. It's a true foundation. When you build on the foundation of love, then you can go on up to heaven and get your tax write-off.
Yes.
Which will be everlasting life.
All right.
Amen.
Cash it in.
Yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Now. Amen. So I just want to say to you, let's love each other.
Yeah.
Let's show the world that we are Christians.
Yes.
That we are Christ-like. Yes. Because we have love one for another.
One to another.
One to another. Amen.
All right.
You're right.
I'm listening.
One to another.
That's what it counts.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
We don't have lust over what somebody else has.
No. Don't envy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So just keep love in your heart.
Amen.
And let the Lord lead and guide you.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Let's just love each other and pray for each other.
Thank you.
Pray for each other.
Amen.
Let the Lord keep us with his love in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Love seeing Sister Carolyn and Norman out, amen.
Yeah.
I love it when, you know, I heard Sister Carol call. and asked her, and she said, "Well, my son is bringing me to church." I said, all right, I love that, amen.
Oh, right.
I just got a special place in my heart for Sister Carolyn and Norman, amen. It's just that whole family. I hope Raheem is doing well. He's doing well?
Yes.
Amen. That young man is going to, he gonna make you, he already makes you proud, but he gonna make you proud one of these days, because he gonna be somebody.
Yes.
He gonna be somebody. Amen. He's gonna do something that's gonna make you really proud. Amen. So I love having you here. Amen. Let's just continue to pray for the ones that aren't here.
Amen.
Sister Linda, the Donnellys.
Yeah.
Amen. That the Lord bring them safely back. Amen.
Yes.
So without further delay, let us stand. Amen. What I say to under one?
I stand to one.
I stand to all.
I stand to all.
Watch.
Watch.
Pray.
Pray.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.